This west-northwest wind will then usher in much cooler air starting tonight as lows will drop down into the lower to mid-40s. Still some clouds left over tomorrow morning, although some sunshine will come back during the day, although it will be windy and much cooler, with high temperatures only reaching into the lower 50s, but with the wind it'll feel cooler than that, especially when any sunshine ducks behind cloud cover. High pressure will continue to build in, though, during the day Saturday, and that'll leave us mostly sunny on Sunday, although temperatures still on the cooler side with highs in the mid-50s. We'll also have much less wind on Sunday afternoon. Back to a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s on Monday before a disturbance along the eastern seaboard rides up the coast Tuesday through Thursday. The exact track of this system will determine how many showers we get, so we'll go with a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days with a chance of scattered showers, especially in New England, with highs through midweek around 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of the Carolinas into central and eastern Virginia. A strong southerly low-level jet stream will develop through the warm sector today and result in a northward advection of richer moisture across the Carolinas and Virginia. Daytime heating and a moistening environment will contribute to destabilization. Storms developing along a cold front will have the potential to organize with bowing segments and mesovortices. The primary threat should be damaging wind, but isolated tornadoes are also possible, especially if any storms can develop just ahead of the line. On the colder side of the storm, winter storm warnings are still out for the upper Midwest, where another 6 to 12 inches of snow is possible, and flood warnings are still in effect for a large part of the Midwest, including the Chicago area, where 3 to as much as 7 inches of rain with numerous showers and thunderstorms fell over the last couple of days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Brownsville, Texas, to a low of 10 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with drizzle near 70. Boston, partly sunny and breezy near 70. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today. Temperatures starting on the mild side, but then falling through the 50s and into the 40s by late afternoon. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 92, set in 1976, and the record low, 18, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:42 p.m., 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with a passing shower and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Cloudy and windy with showers and storms this evening, then a few rain showers overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Cloudy and windy with showers and storms this evening, then a few showers overnight tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm later today and highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Cloudy and windy with showers and storms this evening, then a few showers overnight tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Cloudy and windy with showers and storms this evening, then a few showers overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy and windy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Cloudy and windy with showers and storms this evening, then a few showers overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine coming back, windy and much cooler though, lower 50s, sunny but cool Sunday in the mid-50s, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s on Monday, and partly sunny Tuesday through Thursday with a chance of showers all 3 days and highs right around 60. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.